It's hour two of a special membership campaign edition of Anything You Ever Wanted to Know right here on KERA. Hey, I'm Jeff Whittington. It's still Friday, the 10th of April in 2015, and we are taking your calls, 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me on Twitter, where I'm at Jeff Whittington. Of course, it is a fundraising special today. We are raising funds for the radio station. Want to thank Elaine Wyant in Dallas, Paula Bobbitt in McKinney, who's a new member. Thank you, Paula. Ben Macklin in DeSoto, and Rita Bruton in Denton. Also heard from Daphne Vole in Dallas, Nancy Purifoy in Colleyville, Linda Westerberg in Dallas, who's a new member. Hey, Linda, thank you for joining up. By the way, that means that these other folks aren't new members. That means they're renewing. So thanks to all of them for renewing their membership. This is huge. Gabriela Sosa and Easton Isaac in the Colony. We heard from David and Laura Booty in Dallas, Randall Stoggin in Dallas, Lamar Jones in Dallas, Betty Pike in Fort Worth. Please, I want to read your name. Call us at 888-694-6931. Join at kera.org and let me read your name on the air. And hey, it's Friday, right? So I don't know what your plans are this weekend, but perhaps it includes the use of a pint glass. And I bring this up because, of course, a pint glass can be used for any beverage of your choice, really. We're going into beverage of your choice territory here. But we have a KERA pint glass available for the first time ever. I learned about this morning, and I'm pretty excited about this deal. $7.50 a month contribution gets you a KERA pint glass. It says KERA 90.1 DFW on it. And if you make that a $12.50 a month contribution, $7.50 for one, right? $12.50, you get two pint glasses. So logic for me and math on the air says that a $25 a month contribution will net you four KERA pint glasses. Imagine those frosty pint glasses just waiting for your favorite beverage in your freezer. You know, you're headed home this afternoon. You stop by the store for you know, some soft drinks, or maybe you stop by your favorite growler refill location for a refill, and you got some KERA pint glasses waiting for you in your freezer. So think about a $25 a month or $12.50 a month contribution. $25 a month will get you four of the KERA pint glasses, and a $12.50 a month contribution gets you two. If you just want one, it's $7.50 a month is the membership level. You can see it online at kera.org or call 888-694-6931 and ask about the KERA pint glass. Of course, if you have a question or answer this hour, it is hour two. We've got some open lines, which, you know, makes sense because it's the second hour. Call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org. And the new reigning Patient Caller Award of the Week winner is David in North Richland Hills. Hello, David.
Hey, how are you?
Doing well.
Hey, I need to know if I can hook up a fan from a computer. You know how fans will exhaust the heat from the computer out?
Right.
I need to know if I can hook that up to a battery, like a C battery, a D battery, or a 9-volt battery, because I have an idea for an invention. And that's what I would need to know.
Okay.
And so, I hook up a fan to a battery.
Okay.
The other thing I want to say is I'm a 69-year-old hippie, or ex-hippie, still hippie, and I cannot contribute. And I would like to say to everybody out there listening, contribute, because I listen to you all the time. And if I had the money, I would contribute. So contribute.
Well, please. David, thank you so very much. I really appreciate that message. And I'm glad you listen.
Okay.
And I'm glad you listen.
Bye.
You bet. Thanks so much for calling. And we'll see if we get an answer for you. And I'm really glad you listened because, hey, this is public radio. It's for everybody, right? And, you know, as I said before, some years people can give and some years they can't. And that's why we need new members, right? Because sometimes people can't continue to give or can't give in the first place. And we feel like, as journalists and as producers of content, we feel like it's important to have an informed public. I mean, that's why public radio exists. That's why public broadcasting, public media exists, is because some really smart people led the way decades ago in establishing public television and establishing public radio, because a better informed public means that we have a richer, more equitable, and better informed society. That's the idea. And KERA is here to make sure that everyone in North Texas has access to accurate news and information, high quality production that's informative, captivating, that's entertaining. You know, I'm going to have the great pleasure and honor of introducing Billy Collins and Amy Mann tomorrow night. Here's a little behind the curtain. I'm really excited about this. And I'll get, for those of you who may end up being there, this is a little preview. You got to be brief, right? Nobody's there to hear the guy from the radio station talk about the people. But I'm thinking about what they do, and I've been thinking about what I and really my colleagues in public broadcasting do. You know, they were in the business of building a world inside someone's mind. That's what radio journalism is really about. And really, that's what poetry and songwriting and the reaction, especially for radio, this is something that's consumed by you, typically by yourself. Now, maybe you and your family listen in the morning, or you're in the car, in the carpool, or you and your spouse listen. But typically, radio is used by listeners who are listening individually. And I would say in today's society, music, unless it's a concert or a public poetry reading, music and literature are also individual things. They're consumed individually. And the way it makes you feel, just like the way a great story you hear on public radio makes you feel, that belongs to you. You know, that's a unique and individual and very special thing. And it does two things, right? It causes you to feel, and then you step back and you remember that you have the ability to feel and to think about it and to reflect on why this person's story or this piece of information or why this is important and how it makes you feel. And then, oh yeah, and you have the... So anyway, this is what I've been thinking about as I think about this thing I get to do, which I'm really super, super excited about. But it's kind of the same thing, right? We're in the business of giving you news and information, giving you the opportunity to engage with people that you may not ever meet. And that's also part of the membership thing too, right? You're joining together, you're joining forces with thousands of people that you're never going to meet, right? You may have a few friends who are members of KERA, and you're a member of KERA. You're about to become a member of KERA here in just a second when I give you the phone number. But you are joining with people that you don't know because you share a set of beliefs about what's important. And it's important that this service be here for everybody. This will never be a subscription-only service. Never. I mean, that's not the way it works. This is the way this model works is we do the absolute best journalism, the absolute best production we possibly can within the limits of our capability, technically, and we put it out there online, on the radio, and it's there for you, and we hope that you'll help pay for it because it should be there for you and everybody else, including our listener who... You know, who listens all the time, and he can't. You know, I mean that was pretty touching. I mean, I don't know. That says a lot. So call for him, and do it for yourself too, and the people you don't know who need to listen to KERA, who need this source of news and information. because it's important. 888-694-6931 or online at kera.org. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Bob calling from Dallas. Hello, Bob.
Howdy, howdy.
Hey there.
I hate to follow the giant man with a, this is really trivial and shallow.
Oh, no, but this is good. This is good.
Years ago, there was an album put out by someone I don't remember, and it had a ditty on it, not done by the artist. The ditty went, I want to marry a lighthouse keeper and keep him company. I want to marry a lighthouse keeper and live by the side of the sea.
Hmm.
So if you want to make your dreams come true and marry a lighthouse keeper too, you could live in a lighthouse by the sea. Hey, hey.
This rings a bell for me, and this is not trivial. This is exactly what this show is all about, Bob.
I know people of the gentleman before me, and between him and my age, someone will call in.
Yeah, this
it had a one wind instrument playing with her.
Okay. So it's a female singer.
Female singer, not necessarily the artist on the LP.
Right.
And she wasn't accompanied by a tuba, but it was something like that.
Okay. Well, Bob, we'll see if we get an answer for you. We got, 40-something minutes, so hopefully we will.
Thank you, Jeff.
All right.
Thank you, KERA.
Thanks for calling. And that's exactly, hey, that's what we're doing. And let's not forget the other question. Can you hook up a battery to a computer cooling fan? My first thought, and I got overwhelmed by the testimonial we got from our listener, which again was really, my first thought was that I don't know if you can, because that's an alternating current thing. Unless the part that is the fan in the computer has been somehow, it's on some sort of transformered circuit that's direct current. So somebody will know though, and will give us a call, 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Lisa in Irving. Hello, Lisa.
Hello.
Hey there.
I have an answer for, or a possible answer for, the guy who is looking for good chimichurri.
Yes.
I like Empamundo off of Beltline. It's owned by this Argentinian guy, and it's actually really, really good. And it's just a hole in the wall.
And what's it called again? What's the place?
Guy.
What's the place called again?
Empamundo.
Empamundo. Okay,
uh-huh.
Lisa.
They sell empanadas, and that's all they do is empanadas, and they have chimichurri.
Fantastic. Hey, thanks for calling, Lisa.
You're welcome.
All right. Let's see. Up next is Franklin calling from Forney. Hello, Franklin.
Hello.
Hey there.
I was calling in response to an earlier caller who didn't remember the name of the insect repellent.
Yeah.
For the kitchen, for the house. It's Country Vet. And
Country
it's a
Vet,
that's
right.
Derivative. I'm a retired physician, and I have looked into the ingredients in this, and it's entirely safe. If you really wanted to go green, you could use the same repellent if you wanted to grow chrysanthemums in your kitchen. But this is a chrysanthemum derivative. It's entirely safe in the kitchen. I think it's more of a repellent than it is a an insecticide, because we used to have a lot of flies in our house because the people next door have horses.
Mm-hmm.
And now we don't even see the flies in the house. And every once in a while, once in a great while, we'll see a fly on the counter, but he is so obtunded that you could actually just put a Kleenex on top of him and pick him up.
Well, Franklin, thanks so much for calling. We got to go to a break. I really appreciate the reminder. And all right, thanks for calling.
Mm-hmm.
It is anything you ever wanted to know. Lines are open, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. You can also go online right now to kera.org and make your contribution. Stay with us, though. We'll be right back. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA. I'm Jeff Whittington. Telephone number 800-933-5372. Email address anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me your questions and answers. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. That's what one person did about the question about the voiceover work. This listener says, the voiceover guy needs a demo reel and to submit his info to a voiceover agent. And there is definitely a market in DFW. So I guess find a voiceover agent that will accept your demo reel. Let's see, from the inbox, anything at kera.org. The I Want to Marry a Lighthouse Keeper song is by Erica Eigen, and it's on the Clockwork Orange soundtrack. This looks like it was submitted by somebody who knows about films and film soundtracks. Our very own producer, Stephen Becker. Thanks, Stephen. Erica Eigen, E-R-I-C-K-A-E-I-G-E-N, but you can find it on the Clockwork Orange soundtrack. And Kim also emailed us anything at kera.org that it's on the Clockwork Orange soundtrack. And Kim wants me to remind everyone to donate, so I will absolutely. Thanks, Kim. I appreciate that very much. By the way, there is a number to call to donate, 888-694-6931. This is the membership time. Some people call it membership week. Hopefully it's not membership weeks. It's just membership, you know, week in a couple of days. And really, that's up to you. You know, this is the second day of the membership campaign, second day of the drive. We all, you know, the fruit is still fresh in the break room. That's how you can tell. You can tell where we are in the membership campaign by how fresh the bananas are down in the break room, because and they're still very fresh. I mean, there's even still some green on those bananas. And it would be great to hear from you before they get too speckledy. 888-694-6931, online at kera.org. Don't force us to contend with speckledy bananas. You know, it's really in your hands. Seriously, the station does thrive because of your participation. And it's not just you alone. It's you and everyone else who supports the station at kera.org, who calls 888-694-6931. Everybody who takes a stand for public radio. Kurt Hood in Weatherford is a brand new member. Kurt, thank you so much. Kurt's gift is going to be matched dollar for dollar by the Newman's Own Foundation. They put up $50,000 to KERA to challenge you to become a new member of KERA. When you make that contribution for the first time, your contribution is going to be matched dollar for dollar until we get to the $50,000 number. We cannot afford to, literally, we can't afford to leave any of that $50,000 on the table. So if you've listened for any time, you know, you're listening right now, if you've been thinking about making a gift for the first time, do it right now at 888-694-6931, or do it online at kera.org so we can take advantage of this Newman's Own Foundation Challenge. Yes, they are the spaghetti sauce and salad dressing people. You know, it's the company with Paul Newman's picture on it, right? Really, you know, a really responsible company. And their foundation has identified public broadcasting. From what I gather, Paul Newman was a big fan of public media. And they've identified public broadcasting and your very own public radio station as a candidate for this kind of match. This is a big deal. If you make a, you know, you make a $1,500 friends gift, that can be matched dollar for dollar by the Newman's Own Foundation. They will gladly double your contribution. So call 888-694-6931. Do it online at kera.org. Julie and Earl Percival in Dallas have supported the station. Thanks so much, Julie and Earl. And Russell Reed and Christy Sorensen Reed. Thank you, Russell and Christy and Carrollton, for contributing. Want to thank Siva Shanmugam Sindhavalan in Fort Worth, who made a contribution. Let's see. They said, thanks at Jeff Whittington, called your show and got help. This is for your show. Thank you very, very much. I'm thrilled. I mean, that's why we do the show, right? And thank you so much for contributing. And this is a first-time contribution, too. So that contribution is going to be doubled by the Newman's Own Foundation. Thanks to them. Thanks to you. Please be next, 888-694-6931, or go online to kera.org. That's what Jack Wilson did. And Jack made a contribution, again, a first membership contribution, which will be doubled by the Newman's own foundation. Thank you, Jack. Jack is in Dallas, and Jack says, KERA is a connection to my new home, a connection to its history, its culture, its life, and to the world outside. Jack says, KERA is my smartest friend, and it makes me a wonderful cocktail party guest. Fantastic. Jack, thank you so much. We should maybe add that to the list of things that happen to you when you support KERA. You get a great feeling, you know you're doing good, and you become a better guest at parties. I mean, that, you know, that we're talking about a better life, right? A better place, a better experience. And that's what public radio gives to you. You know, you don't, we're actually here to help you. We're here to inform you, to entertain you, to help you educate yourself. And we take the time to really dig into an issue so that you can understand it. You know, so that you can take that information, take those tools, and put them in your citizenship toolbox, and go out and do the work that you got to do as a member of society. And hey, if it makes you a better cocktail party guest, that's fantastic. It's real easy for you to make your contribution. Go to the phone and call 888-694-6931, or go online to kera.org. And please do it right now. I'd love to see your name come across the desk here. And just before you know, I haven't mentioned it in a little while. Don't forget, at 7 o'clock tonight, we're going to draw for this hashtag ThinkSpeak series VIP package. You think, what is that? Well, KERA and the AT&T Performing Arts Center have teamed up to bring you four fantastic speakers over the next 4 months. Jada Bumrod from Radiolab, Ira Glass from This American Life, Neil deGrasse Tyson from The Universe. He's an astrophysicist. He's the director of the Hayden Planetarium at the Museum of Natural History in New York City. And I guarantee you know who I'm talking about. And if it doesn't ring a bell, you've seen him on television, you've heard him on public radio. And then Sarah Koenig, who hosted the super, super successful viral Serial podcast. She'll be here in August. And we're going to give away a package with two tickets to each of those shows, and also passes to the VIP meet and greet beforehand. So you get a chance to actually meet these folks. Ira Glass, right? You could win this. When you make your contribution right now, you're automatically entered into the drawing. It's going to happen at 7 o'clock tonight. So go online to kera.org and do it now, or call 888-694-6931. Let's go back to the phones at 800-933-5372. And let's talk to Max in Fort Worth. Hello, Max.
Hi. Hey. I actually have an answer for the computer fan guy.
Okay, great.
So it's relatively easily provided the cable on the fan itself. Sometimes you get these fans.
Max, you know what,
don't
Max, you're going in and out.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, let me put you on hold, and we'll come back and check and see if you've got a spot where we can hear
okay.
you. Okay, so hang on and see if you can get to a spot where we can kind of hear you, and we'll come back to you. Hold on. Let's see. We got an email on this, actually, from Matist, who says, computer cooling fans are usually 12-volt motors and will need some sort of conversion circuitry. However, this doesn't mean an alternative type fan or motor couldn't be used. So it sounds like it's a possibility. Let's see. This is from, we got a bunch of answers on this. Jason says these small computer fans should always say on them if they are 120 volt AC or if they're DC. He says some electronics use DC direct current, the same type of electricity found in batteries. Most are 9 or 12 volts, where some are available for lower voltage applications. It says places like Altex, Tanner Electronics, Fry's, or countless online stores sell these small fans in different sizes and voltage requirements. Let's see. We got one more on this from Mark, who says computer fans run on 12-volt DC, so it would take 10 AA batteries. Mark's already done the math. Thanks so much to each of you for those answers. Let's get another one on this. from, actually, let's go back to Max in Fort Worth. Max, are you with us?
Yes. Sorry okay. about that.
No worries. You sound much better.
Okay. So what he's going to want to do, they end in this little 3 or 4 pin connector. It's a little white thing. He'll want to clip that off and separate the wires. And then it's just a matter of matching the, like the other answers we're talking about, matching what he needs and size-wise and AC and DC-wise. And he just will wrap the basically the wire around the battery. Or if he wants it to turn on and off, he'll have to run a switch through it. But it's not something that should take more than an hour or so on a weekend.
Very good. Hey, thanks, Max.
Yep.
All right. Let's see. We got this email on the June bugs. Let's see. This says, June bug grubs, white with a brown head, are generally not a problem in the yard or the garden. And even if you're a turf grass zealot, the only time grubs are going to be a problem is if there's a huge number per square foot. The usual distribution of June bug grubs is harmless. And let's see, this is also, they also said the physician who called about the Country Vet product is incorrect. Just because a product, the pyrethrin, is natural and from chrysanthemums, it is still quite dangerous as a neurotoxin. And this listener goes on to say, any insecticide product has to have a federal MSDS, material safety data sheet, on file that can be found online if you search on the product name. And the Country Vet product, MSDS, includes a hazard statement that says it's harmful if absorbed through skin or swallowed. This listener says, I wouldn't want to breathe it in either. So there you go, both sides of the argument on that. And let's see, we got an email from Thomas who says, for ants, you can order Termidor, which is what the professionals use from Amazon, and it will completely remove any ants as well as other insects on your property. Thomas in Fort Worth also says the poison that's used in the automatic metered sprayer to kill flying insects is a naturally derived poison from chrysanthemums called pyrethrum. So there's some more on that. And here's a question from Linda, who says, I'm settling an estate that includes a number of oil royalty interests in Kansas, and I need to determine exactly what the estate owns and place a value on each royalty interest so that I can distribute them among the heirs. Linda says, I don't want to give this job to the law firm that is handling the estate. What other type of resource can help with oil royalty interests? Well, you've asked. We'll see if we get an answer. 800-933-5372 or online. You can email us anything at kera.org or send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's get one more call before we check in back down the hall. Let's talk to Sterling in Waxahachie. Hello, Sterling. Are you with us? Sterling, is that you?
Yes.
Go right ahead, please.
Yeah, I have a question about painting PS4 controllers.
Okay.
What kind of paint would need to be used, and is there a specific process needed?
Explain what a PS4 controller is for those of us who aren't quite sure.
I'm sorry, it's a PlayStation 4.
Oh, okay, so you want to paint the controllers.
Yeah, modify it with customized paint graphics.
Cool, okay. All right, well, and it's they're plastic, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so we'll see if somebody has a suggestion for you.
Okay, great, right, thank you.
Thanks for calling. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see, we got confirmation on the I Want to Marry a Lighthouse Keeper from a tweet from Joe. We got tweets from Kyle, who says, you can power a small fan with a battery. Everything inside a computer is DC, either 12-volt DC or 5-volt DC. And you can also purchase fans in many different voltages, both AC and DC. And Kyle suggests Mouser.com or DigiKey.com as online resources for those products. Lines are open at 800-933-5372. Email open at anything at kera.org. Of course, you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington. But we'd really like you to call 888-694-6931 or go online to kera.org and make a contribution right now. It is Friday. It's going into the weekend, right? We're going to have a beautiful spring weekend. And don't you want to enjoy the weekend, you know, knowing that you did your part for public radio, knowing that you got on board with the membership campaign before we got into those days where, well, you know, where the bananas started turning brown. Let's put it that way. I'm going to use that as a euphemism for a membership campaign that has lasted too long. We're still early. We're still early in the campaign. It's the second day. We've got this great early bird Think Speak Series VIP package we're going to give away in about 5.5 hours tonight. You can get in on that drawing. And, hey, when you make your contribution at KERA.org or on the phone at 888-694-6931, when you make that gift, you're automatically entered into all the drawings that we're going to have during this campaign. You know, I'm sure that they were listed at a meeting I was at, but I don't have it in front of me right now, but there are going to be more drawings. And here's the big one. The grand prize of a Rick Steves 7-day European city tour for two is going to be given away at the end of this drive. That is the big burrito. And you could win the big burrito. And you'll be entered in all the drawings in between. So this is a choose your city trip, I'm being told, from Pledge Control Central. Our producer, Lisa Collins, keeping me on the straight and narrow here. So that's going to be a huge prize. It includes airfare. We're going to have lots of details about that as the drive, you know, progresses, closer to a successful conclusion. But right now, I can tell you, we're going to give that away at the end of the drive, and you're going to automatically be entered into all those drawings when you make your contribution at 888-694-6931 or when you go online to kera.org. Think about why you listen. Think about what you get from KERA. Yes, there are drawings. Yes, there are thank you gifts. You can see those online at kera.org. And we'll throw in a whole year of the best public radio that you're going to find anywhere. Some of the best journalism. Some of the best programming. And you know what? If you haven't started checking out keranews.org, like throughout the day, you know, maybe you check the New York Times, you check the Dallas Morning News, you check the Fort Worth Star Telegram. You should start checking keranews.org too, because we're following all the important stories there for you throughout the day, every day. So call 888-694-6931 to support that, or go online to kera.org. Click on the support banner at the top of the page and make your contribution. We'll be right back. It's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our last segment of this special 2-hour Anything You Ever Wanted to Know membership campaign special. You can call us 800-933-5372. You can email us anything at kera.org, or you can send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. That's what Hannah did regarding the PS4 controller painting. Hannah says, I recommend light sanding, acrylic paint, and seal with Mod Podge and polyacrylic sealer. So there's an answer. Light sanding, acrylic paint, and seal with a polyacrylic sealer and Mod Podge. Mod Podge. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Down the hall, the number to call is 888-694-6931. You can also contribute online at kera.org. We heard from Mitch and Dorothy Lanyas and Grapevine. Thanks, Mitch and Dorothy. Thanks to Don Adams and Benjamin Adams and Flower Mound. Thanks to Mara Motejic Turok in Plano, who's a new member. Thank you very much, Mara or Mara. Thanks to Stephen Maines in Farmers Branch. Appreciate that, Stephen. Thanks to Mina Mukesh in Mansfield, who is also a new member. When I say you're a new member, it's because, well, we're excited. Very excited that you have joined us. But also really excited because there's this challenge from the Newman's Own Foundation. They put up $50,000. That's 50,000. $50,000, not $15,000. You know, $15,000 would be a big deal here at KERA, but $50,000. That's a dollar for dollar match for every single contribution, no matter how much, for first time givers. So theoretically, right? If you called up and said, "Hey, I want to give $10,000." The Newman's Own Foundation would match that $10,000 with 10 additional thousands of dollars. And that's what would happen until we reach the $50,000. And then we still want new members, but we'd just be really excited that that you all responded and that we were able to take advantage of this incredible $50,000 match. So Mina Mukesh and Mansfield, that's why I'm really excited that you're a new member, as well as the fact that you're a new member. I mean, that's fantastic. Jody Jennings in Louisville has also joined. Thanks to Jody, and thanks to Martha Taylor in Dallas and Tom Delmitros in Dallas. These other folks, these folks have joined in the past, and they're renewing, which is just as special and just as spectacular. I mean, that's fantastic, right? That's how we continue to fund this operation. People give, and then they renew, and maybe they increase how much they gave last time. If you're a sustaining member and you can increase your gift by $2, $3, $4, $5, $10 a month this year, that'd be great. And you can do that on the web, KERA.org, or on the phone at 888-694-6931. I want to thank Karen Sessions in Sherman, who renewed her membership. And Karen said online at KERA.org, there's a little comment field where you can send us a message. And Karen said, I've only traveled out of Texas a few times, but I've been all over the world with KERA. Karen, that's awesome. Also want to thank Brad Overcash for making a new membership contribution. Brad's in Snyder. And Brad says, KERA for me is a precious spice for life. The programming KERA provides adds laughter, information, enrichment, awareness, and thought to my life. And Brad also added, I feel like Jeff Whittington and Terry Gross are friends I get to hear from on a daily basis. I don't know if anyone's ever put me together with Terry Gross, but Brad, thank you very much. And Brad says, thank you for all the wonderful insights, smiles, and thought-provoking entertainment. I really appreciate that, Brad, and your contribution. Won't you join these folks by calling 888-694-6931 or by going online to kera.org. Remember, we've got this Think Speak drawing tonight. That's two tickets to all four of the Think Speak speakers, Jad Emberbrod, Neil deGrasse Tyson, Ira Glass, Sarah Koenig. They're coming, you know, May, June, July, and August. You can see the details about that online at kera.org. We're going to give away a pair of tickets to each one of those and, you know, those folks, you and your friend or your significant other or whoever the lucky person, if you're the winner, the even luckier person that you choose to take with you, you're going to get to go to meet and greets as well. That gets drawn at 7 o'clock tonight. So get in on that drawing. And then you'll be in all the drawings. There are going to be more drawings next week. So don't miss out on this one. Get your name in the hat right now. You can also call us at 800-933-5372 and, ask a question, give an answer. That's what we're doing here. And next on the phone at 800-933-5372 is Chris in Fort Worth. Hello, Chris.
Hey, Jeff. Love the show. Love the station.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, you're welcome. Wanted to let answer the phone call regarding the mineral interest in Kansas.
Yeah.
If I was in that same situation, rather than go through an attorney, I would actually hire a landman. I mean, that's what you've got title researchers, that's what they're trained in doing. And running title, depending on the level of detail that you're looking for, can be very complex. And these guys know how to find needles in the haystack, if you will, and it's not always as simple as pulling mineral deeds and seeing, what the situation is. So if you want complete accuracy, I would hire a landman. They can find those either independently in the county in which they've got these minerals. By virtue of them having minerals in that county and there being production in that county, then there's definitely going to be landmen. So they can find independence by running a search, or they can go through what you would call a broker. In the industry, a broker is essentially kind of a glorified staffing firm, if you will. They do projects and they have landmen on staff. I would do that because your attorneys are typically either going to sub out the work to a landman or they're going to have a landman on staff anyhow.
Very good. Hey, Chris, thanks for calling.
Hey, have a good day.
You too. Let's see. Lines open, 800-933-5372. A few questions in the inbox and answers too. And this one's from Susan, who says, hey, for that question about where to donate office or living room furniture with free pickup, Susan reminds us that City Square, as a donation destination, is one of the best. She says they'll send an entire moving-sized truck and the manpower to load large-scale donations, and they take almost everything imaginable that has worth. She says they were formerly known as Central Dallas Ministries, with a resale store on North Washington in Dallas. And she says they have no religious affiliation, but set up apartments, job training programs, addiction treatment for homeless people and families, all positives, she adds, for our community with items donated or proceeds from the resale of such items. And you can find them at City Square, one word, citysquare.org. So, Susan, thanks so much for that lead. We got a question from Francisco in Dallas, who wants to know if DFW has any kind of restaurant, bar, or club where there are lots of Russian speakers. Looking for conversational Russian, it sounds like Francisco is, in Dallas. So there's a question, maybe not for today, but maybe for next week. We'll see. We have a few more minutes here today. And Tony says, a question where Google did not help. On Commerce Street, just east of Cesar Chavez, is a statue of Julius Scheps. At the feet of the statue are several seashells. Does anybody know the significance of those seashells? Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org or send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. Let's stay in the inbox here. Let's see, we got an email from Rob, who's new to the area, and wondering if there were any wine festivals or beer festivals around the DFW area. I think the Untapped Festival is happening in Fort Worth soon. If you look up the Untapped Festival, I heard a promotional announcement on our air. Let's see, we got a question from Darold, who says, I just heard on the news break that spectators should arrive early for Rangers games because everyone has to pass through a metal detector for security. What does this mean for concealed firearm carriers? Darold asks. Anybody know answer to that? And we got one more on the critter odor. This is from Jerry, who says, there's a product that medical examiners use to get rid of the odor of decomposition called Odor Liquidator. He says it's made here in Texas, and they're on the web at odorliquidator.com. And on the voiceover question, Cameron in Irving says there's a really good intro to voiceover in the Dallas area on meetup.com. He says if you look for the Dallas Voice Acting Meetup group, you'll find it. And we got an answer on the rain barrels question from Tyler in Fort Worth, who says BRIT, the Botanical Research Institute of Texas, they're in Fort Worth, by the way, is currently hosting a rain barrel sale. Tyler says the barrels are discounted and a portion of the proceeds go to support BRIT. And you can find the details at rainbarrelprogram.org/BRITFortWorth. So there you go. Oh, and here's a couple more that we got. This is from Davis, who says, I'm an RTVF college undergrad, and I work out of Uptown, but I live in the Louisville area, where a studio called Funimation is located. He says they do a lot of voice work for anime, and you can also find a lot of work in the commercial market for radio or television, made easier if you're represented by a talent agency like Mary Collins or Kim Dawson. Davis says, get started by posting some of your voice work on YouTube, and good luck. And one more on the acting front. This is from someone who says, I once worked with a woman who made some pocket change by being cast in a movie, or maybe television, as one of those background people. This listener says, for example, one time she was the checker at the counter of a grocery store. It wasn't even a speaking role, so it only makes sense that there's always a need for ordinary people who do ordinary things in the course of a movie or TV script. This listener says, how would one throw her name in the hat as someone available for such work? And Sandy emailed us anything at kera.org. On the office living room furniture donation, Sandy suggests calling the Dallas Furniture Bank. Sandy says they give slightly used living room furniture and other furniture to needy families. 800-933-5372 is the phone number, and we'll get one more call here from Dwight in Seagoville. Hello, Dwight.
Hey.
Hey there. Go right ahead.
I'm sorry?
Please go right ahead.
I have a question regarding the Texas State Lotto.
Uh-huh.
Some merchants will take a debit card to buy the lotto, and some will not. And some tell me that it's their choice whether or not to take a debit card, and others say it's dictated by the state. And since the debit card is the same as cash, I wonder if you could clarify what is right, what is wrong on that.
Okay. Well, we're almost out of time today, so if we don't get an answer for you today, tune in next week, and maybe we'll have one at the top of the show, but we'll see if we get an answer, okay?
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Enjoy your show.
Oh, thank you. Let's see. We got two more before we remind you of that other number. Austin says, check out the best little beer fest in Texas up in Denton. He says you can find, if you Google it, you'll find it, the info online. That's the answer for the beer fest question. And Sarah says on the oil royalties question, a law firm will usually engage a landman to abstract title and figure out who owns what shares of oil wells. I'm sure there are many able female landmen out there, but unfortunately, the actual title of someone in the profession is landman. Sarah says you can find a landman by Googling the venue and the words landman. For instance, I just put Dallas landman into the Google search bar, and the Dallas Association of Petroleum Landmen was the first link. So, Sarah, thanks for that suggestion. Hey, that's why we do the show, right? Is to get answers to questions that you can't just find on the Giga, right? I mean, you can Google anything out there, but there are things you just can't find out. And, you know, it's kind of fun to hear the range of voices of people who live here in North Texas. We live in a sophisticated, cosmopolitan metro area. You know, Dallas-Fort Worth, Denton, the whole area around North Texas. There are so many different people with so many different stories and so many different backgrounds. And it's fun to do this show because we hear from so many of you every single week. This would, if it was just, you know, if I could read the phone book, right? And that wouldn't be very interesting. What's interesting is all of your questions, all of your answers, and all of your voices. And when you support the station with a contribution at 888-694-6931 or online at kera.org, when you do that, you're making this show possible. That's what you're doing. You know, we got to keep the lights on. We got to, you know, we have to have people that run this radio station so that we can do this show and all the other shows that you hear on KERA. And when you join with all the other thousands of people that have supported KERA and are going to support it, you make it happen. And right now, if you do it for the very first time, the Newman's Own Foundation is going to match that contribution dollar for dollar. I know we've still got thousands and thousands of dollars to go in this challenge, and time runs out on Sunday. So if you've even thought once about supporting KERA, go ahead and follow through on that right now. You already spend time with the station. We're not trying to sell you anything. We're just trying to, you know, convince you that it's worthwhile to help pay for something you already use anyway, something you already rely on anyway, something you look forward to, something you get something out of. You know, a reminder that it's not just you. There is a wide diversity of people that are experiencing a lot of the same things that you're experiencing and experiencing a lot of different things that you may not have thought about. And that's what's really exciting about this show and about all the programming we hear and that we air here on KERA. You know, that's what's cool about it. You help make it and keep it cool when you call 888-694-6931 or when you contribute online at kera.org. Anything You Ever Wanted to Know is produced by Stephen Becker. Today, we were engineered by the greatness of Joe Cuzzera. And, of course, we always have the greatness of Fiona Norton answering your phone calls and Christine McConnell, who produces our podcast. And, by the way, you know, Christine McConnell's great, so is Stephen Becker, but we don't get Joe all the time. It's very rare, very rare that we see Joe in here. So it's really, thanks, Joe. Thanks a lot. And you can reach out to us on email at anything@katyari.org. You can find me on Twitter at Jeff Whittington. Thank you so much for listening and for writing and calling it and supporting the station. You know, you can still do it. 888-694-6931. See you next week.